Well, I'm telling on myself today. I always have opportunities to tell on myself, it seems like. I can be a really great example of a bad illustration at some point, pretty much every week of my life. Having a fire in the fireplace is so great to me. It's the best part of winter. We have a stone fireplace with real wood burning logs, which means that our sons have to split wood for us to have a fire in our fireplace. Now, yes, we do have central heat, so we have a thermostat. I just love the feel of wood heat and the atmosphere that it brings, the coziness that it brings. We also buy fire starter logs to help us start the fires because, hey, we're not pioneers. We are living in 21st century America. So we've got the thermostat, the fire starter logs. You know, we're not exactly carving our way out of nothing here, but I digress. Last night, we asked the boys to bring up another load of wood. It's been snowing all day, yesterday and into this morning. So they brought up a load of wood and they put it outside of the sliding glass doors last night. Well, we finished our fire for the evening and we ran out of wood, but not a problem. We were headed to bed. This morning, I thought I would love to just start a fire and have it going all day long as I'm here cleaning and doing writing, grading, different things. I noticed we have no wood. So I opened the sliding glass doors and the snow has fallen on the wood all night that is piled by the sliding glass door. So I start bringing in the wood two pieces at a time. You know, I'm in my slippers. I'm tracking snow across the floor now. I'm reaching out. I'm getting this wood. I'm knocking the snow off. I'm setting them up long ways to stand up and to get the snow off on the fireplace. And technically, I'm having a bad attitude, thinking, why didn't these boys just bring the wood inside last night so that there wouldn't be snow on it this morning and I wouldn't have to do this? My hands are so cold. My hands are so cold. After I was a martyr for about all of 5 minutes, maybe 10 at the most, I bring in the last piece, shut the sliding glass door, and I notice on the table right next to the fireplace is a large pair of work gloves. I'm sure set there for the very purpose of carrying wood inside. So I had to stop and think. First of all, should I have been complaining about anything? I mean, honestly, wanting wood for a fire that you don't actually need for heat. Someone has stacked the wood, cut the wood and stacked it right outside your sliding glass door. And you have the attitude of complaining because your hands are cold moving it inside. Could it be any worse? My attitude. And when I realized it, I almost started laughing because not only that, but I look over at the end and there sits the pair of gloves that I could have used. My hands wouldn't even have been cold. Are any of you honest enough to admit that that's sometimes the way you look at life? Really, the trials we're asked to endure in comparison to the large scope of the world are so tiny, it's embarrassing to even mention them. Then we still find ways in our minds to complain. And we look over and God has given us the very tools we could have used to help ourselves out, such as the Holy Spirit. And we never availed ourselves of what we needed that God had provided for us, like the gloves sitting right by the fireplace. I just wonder if any of you can identify with me. If we turn it around and actually started with praying that the Holy Spirit would lead us and help us and give us a good, grateful attitude for all the wonderful things in our lives, we wouldn't even probably need the gloves. He'd be with us, helping us the whole time. We'd see all the things that he has and does provide for us. I just wanted to say, friends, first of all, laughing at myself and confessing, sometimes we get it backwards. Sometimes we have a day of being ungrateful with a nasty attitude. All we can do, start a reset button, ask forgiveness, and ask the Holy Spirit to lead us the next time, to open our eyes, give us wisdom, and have us be grateful for all the millions of things that we have in our lives. I hope this is an encouragement to you, because this might be one of those days for you that you just need to back up, get the Holy Spirit's help, and be grateful. Let's walk in love, loving God through loving others. Have a great week.